Come, beloved Satguru, come and show me your face. This is Sanchi's bhajan, Aja Piyari. Excuse me, this is Master Kapal's bhajan, Aja Piyari. Your simple, simple face, your beloved form. In your face is seen the glory and radiance of God. You are the one who attracts my heart. Your beautiful forehead, the white turban, light shines from all parts. Your eyes are full with cups of love, and your eyebrows are emitting light. Your hair is like silken threads from which the radiance of God flashes. On each hair of your head, I sacrifice both the worlds. Seeing the beautiful face and listening to the dhun, I get the mark of the master. Your delicious words and sweet voice finish the heat of my heart. Your pure beard flows down your chest, becoming whiter and whiter, showering light. The color of Nam destroys ego. You are the one who teaches humility. Come, beloved Satguru, come and show me your face.
Aja Piyare, Satguru Aja. Apani surata menu vakaja aja piyare sate guru aja apani surata menu vakaja si Piyari, piyari, murata teri, siri sari, surata teri, piyari, piyari, murata teri, chehara. Jalavadi se dilanu lubavana vale aja aja piyare sate guru aja apani surata me Sonamata Chiti Pagari Nurachamake Hardalivalagari Sonamata Chiti Pagari Nurachamake Haraliva lagari Ankiya prema Pyale bariya Parote nura Palate aja Aja piyare Sate guru aja Apani surata menu vakaja Chula fateria Reshamatara Nura ilahi diya Dema chamakara Chula fateria Reshamatara Nura ilahi diya Dena chamakara Ika ika bala Sira deuto Dove Sukara Suhava Sahaja Dunabani Suna Suna Pava Kandani Shani Mukara Suhava Sahaja Dunabani Suna Suna Pava Kandani Shani Rasile Benati Miduri Boli Midhavana Tapata Hirade Diyaja Aja Piyare Sate Guru Aja Apani Surata Menu Vakaja Sujidari Chati Te Ave Bhagi Ho Suchidari Chati Te Ave Bhagi Ho Nurabara Save Lalai Namadi Bapai Mare Kari Sate Guru Aja Apani Surata Menu Vakaja.
Come, beloved Satguru, come and show me your face. This is a reminder that next Saturday, October 14th, there will be a one-day meditation retreat in remembrance of the founding of Santbani Ashram and the first visit of Master Kripal, which was October 11, 1963. And, of course, that was the time of the year that Master came again in 1972. Many of us saw him for the first time then. And as the bhajan says, I have seen the Master, and he's exactly like what I had heard of him. All initiates are welcome to attend any of the scheduled meditation sittings. Schedules are at the book table in the big house. And local initiates who want to take meals at the ashram, please let us know. There's a sign-up sheet at the book table. All right, we're continuing in the book In Search of the Gracious One. And we're in the section where Sanchi is recounting his experiences while in the army. And Sanchi says, in the army, once they had a wrestling match. There were two people wrestling, and one of them ended up on top. The other person who was underneath started saying, let me get on top, and then I will show you. At that time, the person who was on top, even though he was a strong young man of 21, 22 years old, and even though he had already almost won the match, started getting very worried. He began to worry, what will happen if this guy gets on top of me? So our commander said, why are you worried? Just don't let him get on top, and you have won the wrestling match. Our officer used to say, we should not let them come and dominate us. They will bother us only when we let them bother us. So from this, I learned a very important lesson. I found that we should have confidence, because a coward can never achieve any success. Only a strong-hearted person can achieve success. In the way of spirituality, also, a coward cannot achieve success. One has to have a heart made of iron. One has to be a strong-hearted person. One should have faith in the Master, and one should have confidence in himself that he will easily go and fight and defeat all the forces that are in the way. Whatever I experienced in the army, the stories and incidents of army life, I found that they are in accordance with the teachings of Sant Mat. If a general asks, "Why does my opponent have so many forces? Why do they have so many weapons and armor? How am I going to fight them and defeat them?" If he asks all these questions, he can never win the battle. Instead of asking all those questions, he should have confidence. He should know about his army, the route he has to take, and the difficulties in the way, and he should be confident in his army. He should have the determination to fight and win the battle, and only then can he do that. In my army days, I still used to perform the rites and rituals of the Sikh religion. I had a miniature folding gurdwara constructed especially for me, and I always kept it with me, even when I was in the battlefield. Whether I would travel in a train or in a truck, when I had to go to the battlefront, or even when I crossed the sea on a ship, I always used to do the rites and rituals at the fixed time. Whenever the time for those practices would come, I would know by myself that the time had come. Just as an addict does not find any peace if he does not take his drug, in the same way one who is regular in his practices will not find any peace unless he has done his practices. I have seen the Muslim people doing their namaz, offering their prayers, even in the moving trains. Many times I have seen them offering their prayers in the airplanes also. Even at the place where the bombs were dropping, the Muslim people, at their scheduled time, would offer their prayers and do their namaz. So I found that if one does his meditation regularly, if one has made a routine of meditating every day, one will find it very easy to sit, and when doing the devotion, one will not even remain aware of how the time passes. During my military service, I had many experiences. I flew in airplanes many times, and even jumped out of airplanes using parachutes. During the Second World War, I got the opportunities to go to many European countries. London, as you see it now, was not like that during the war. It was ruined by all the bombardments. In the same way, Paris is not as you see Paris today. I went to Italy, to Java, to Burma, and many other places during the war. During that war, I had many opportunities to witness death. I saw many British, Muslims, Sikhs, many great officers, generals and colonels, who used to control a large number of soldiers. I saw them killed by the bombs. I got the opportunity to do their final rites, to take care of their cremation or their burial. Once, I was carrying a wireless set, and a bullet went through my wireless set. Although it went through the set, still our communications did not break. I was near the bombs and other dangerous events. We say that we are not the ones who are going to die, that it's someone else who's going to die. Mahatmas tell us that this life is not going to be here forever. It is very short. Furthermore, nothing of this world, no family, no power, no wealth, no knowledge, no skill of this world, will go with us. We are born with a closed fist, but when we leave this world, we go with our fists stretched open. We do not realize that all the wealth that our forefathers possessed did not go with them, But we think that we will be able to take all those things with us. We're very attached to all these things, and we always go on counting how much we have. All of this is egoism. Unless we withdraw our mind from all these things, we cannot go within, because all the masters have said that the inner path is very small. It's much smaller than the size of a hair. In order to go within, we need to become very small. But because of all these things that we count as our very own, our mind has become as big as an elephant, and that is why we cannot go inside. During the war, I saw how many people were being killed. I saw how Hitler was so full of egoism because he was defeating and killing everyone. He was so determined to take over the whole world that whenever he would decide to have a cup of tea at a certain place, he would advance to that place and he would fulfill his desire of having tea at that place. All that was nothing but egoism. Do you think that God will open his door to such people who are so filled with egoism? Do you think that Hitler would ever have thought at that time that he would even make his own country the slave of other countries? If you have a human heart, and if you witness that this is how death comes, that this is what happens, will you not get the encouragement to become small and humble? The experiences that I had in the army were an inspiration to become small and humble. While I was in the army, I was still repeating the mantra, "Hey Ram, Hey Gobind," so much so that the repetition had become automatic. While on parade duty, we were supposed to be saying, "Left, right, left, right," as we marched. But this mantra had become so much a part of me that I would say, "Hey Ram, Hey Gobind," instead. One time, a Punjabi-speaking native officer heard me and became very displeased with me for doing that. He singled me out and made me repeat the mantra in front of everyone, which I did, repeating, "Hey Ram, Hey Gobind," exactly as before. However, a British officer of higher rank was also present. He interceded on my behalf and then excused me from parade duty. From that time on, I had a great deal of freedom to pursue my spiritual practices. That officer became very friendly with me and told me that even though I was younger than he felt like I was a father to him. Whenever I would tell Baba Bishandas that it was hard to get up in the morning to do the meditation and that I had to struggle very hard, he would tell me a long story about what had happened in India. In the early days when the Mughal emperors came from outside and invaded India many times, they were not lazy, and they were always prepared to fight with their enemies. In those days, the natives of India were lazy and were not equipped with arms and weapons, so they were not able to fight back. And eventually, the Mughal emperors conquered all of India and set up their own empire. But later on, when the Mughals had no enemy to fight, they became lazy, and they started torturing the Hindus and the other people in the country. They tortured the devotees, demolished their temples, and forced their religion on the Hindu people. They were very hard on those who did not accept their form of devotion and their religion. They became fond of enjoying the worldly pleasures. They even used to kidnap the daughters of the Hindus, and in that way they used to torture them. All these things happened only because they became lazy and fond of worldly pleasures. When Guru Gobind Singh came, he could not bear to see this torture. He formed an army, and he told his soldiers to stay awake all night long. He told his people that they should get up at 3 o'clock and do the meditation of Nam. But along with that, they should always remain alert to fight the enemy. Because the torture of the Mughal emperors was too much to bear, Guru Gobind Singh fought with them, and he shook the roots of the Mughal Empire. After him, no Mughal emperor was able to establish his empire in India. Either they were killed or they lost their empire. And what was the trick behind that? The alertness of the army of Guru Gobind Singh was the only reason for the defeat of the Mughals. The Mughal army would go on fighting all day long, but in the night, they would sleep and enjoy. Baba Bishan Das told me that the fact that the Mughal army was lazy and did not remain alert was the only reason for the downfall of the Mughal Empire. The Sikh people were able to defeat them only because they were getting up at 3 o'clock, and they were not at all lazy or fond of the worldly pleasures. One can become successful in any work, worldly or spiritual, only if one is alert and one stays awake at night and spends the nights in devotion or work. One cannot become successful in any work, spiritual or worldly, if one does not sacrifice one's nights and one's sleep. Once I came from the army to visit Baba Bishan Das. When I came to see him, my mind played a trick on me. Baba Bishan Das used to wake me up at 1 o'clock, because he used to get up then to meditate. So whenever he got up, he would wake me. One day my mind made me think, what is the use of coming here to the ashram of the master if you still have to get up at 1 o'clock to meditate? I was thinking of the ashram as a resort for me, because I was spending my holidays and my leave there. So when Baba Bishan Das woke me up at 1 o'clock, I said, Master, why do I have to get up when you are already up and you are sitting for meditation? At once, Baba Bishan Das knew that this was a trick of the mind, that I was being fooled by the mind. He said, Well, if you don't want to meditate, don't, but at least get up and come here. I want to tell you something. Come with me. I didn't know what Baba Bishan Das had in his mind and what he was going to do to me. Near the Dera, there was a pond, and the water was very cold, as this was in the month of December, and it was 1 o'clock in the morning. He started talking with me, and suddenly he took me near the pond. He held my hand and was just about to push me into the pond, but I said, Well, Master, if you want me to go there, I will, but let me take off my clothes. He said, No, because I know that if I give you that much time, your mind will fool you again, and you will run away. So he pushed me into the pond, and when I came out, my condition was like that of a mouse which had been thrown into water. When it comes out, it's shivering with the cold. Well, that was the last day when I thought about sleeping later than 1 o'clock. After that, I never in my whole life slept after 1 o'clock. That is why I always say, it is not in my heritage to sleep in the early hours of the morning. What Baba Bishan Das did was the best thing for me. That was his way to teach me that we should never obey our mind. Mind is always with us, and it is our enemy. If we obey our mind once, if we postpone our meditation once, in obedience to our mind, then the next day he will play the same trick, as he is still within us. So in the morning the mind says, Sleep now. Tonight, you have plenty of time. You will meditate later on. Sleep now. And later, he will advise you to meditate tomorrow. And in that way, he will never let you meditate. On this subject, Baba Bishandas also used to tell another very short story from the Sikh history. He used to say, once Guru Nanak Sahib met with laziness. And here, laziness is capitalized, meaning it's that he actually met laziness. Laziness was sewing a small blanket that had many holes in it. So Guru Nanak asked, who are you and what are you doing? And he replied, I am laziness. And every morning I put this blanket on people so that they won't get up and do the devotion of God. However, it is a pity that those people who get initiation from you, they tear my blanket and they make so many holes. I have to sew this blanket every day because they don't accept me and they throw my blanket away. Baba Bishandas would talk about the light within. And at that time, I was seeing light, like a diamond light in my brain. I was intoxicated with that light, and I was very happy to see that light, because I thought that I was seeing the same light that he was talking about. I had read in all the books about light and sound, and I always thought that this light was the same light that I was reading about. I had read what Guru Nanak has written, that seeing the inner light and hearing the inner sound means that you are in contact with God. So I thought that I had contacted that light, but I was waiting for connection with the inner sound current. When I went to Baba Bishandas and told him about seeing that light, he told me, dear son, you are in an illusion. This is an illusion created by negative power. And the light that you are seeing is of the lower chakras. When you sit for meditation, the light you see is the light of your own body, of the ojas, the power from continence. It is not the true light, the light that is coming from the home of God. That light is different. He explained that light was of the brain and was present because of chastity, because of the storage of the semen, the vital fluid. It is said that it takes 100 pieces of food to produce one drop of blood, and 100 drops of blood to produce one drop of vital fluid, and 100 drops of vital fluid to produce one drop of ojas, and that resides in the brain. If chastity is maintained and all the semen is stored in the body, that gives such light that one feels much bliss and happiness enjoying that light. But Baba Bishandas explained to me that this light, the light of ojas, is not the true light, the light that becomes the means of our liberation. Baba Bishandas always emphasized living a chaste life. He never allowed me to eat much, and he never allowed me to sleep deeply. He used to put wooden sticks on the bed in a position like a V so that I would not have deep sleep and lose control over sexual desire. He would tell me that if you look at a body of a man or a woman, you will find that the bodies are not more than dirt, because dirt is coming out from the eyes, from the nose, from the mouth, and from all parts of the body. He gave me this instruction, and he gave me this boon, that I did not find any attraction in looking at the body of a woman, because I understood that the physical woman is just a bag of dirt. Up until that time, and in fact throughout my entire life, I have never known kam or sexual desire, even in dreams, and never lost the vital fluid. If I had experienced kam or sexual desire, even once, I would have married. But this thing never entered my mind. Since my childhood, my only desire has been for the knowledge of God. Those who have maintained their body right from childhood, those who have preserved their vital fluid from their very beginning, naturally they have light within them. For such people, it is very easy to get the light of Nam. It is just like bringing a flame in contact with gas or petrol. It explodes. Similarly, when such people who have kept themselves pure are given initiation, they go right up. When I was 20 years old, one great incident of my life happened. I came across one woman who was older than I was, and she wanted to make me enjoy lust with her, but I didn't want to do that. She even offered me a great amount of wealth, but I was very strong at that time. I told her, "No, I won't do this bad thing. You should be ashamed to ask such a thing from me because you are much older than me. I am like your son, and you are like my mother, and you should not insist on me doing that." However, she said, "I love you, and that is why I am telling you to do this." And I told her, "If you love me, you can love me, considering me as your son. So you should not think like that." So I did not do that thing, and as it happened, 30 years later, that same lady realized her mistake, and she came to me and asked for forgiveness. I was able to do this only because of Baba Bishan Das. When I met Baba Bishan Das, he held his beard in his hands, and he told me, "Respect my beard, and just for my sake, please be ashamed if any bad thing comes across your path, and don't do any bad thing." Baba Bishan Das was the man who made my life. He stopped me from the bad things and the bad habits by strictness with love. And for this reason, still, I have much appreciation and respect for him in my heart. All right, we will leave off there. And we'll continue in our reading of a satsang that Sanchi gave here at Sant Bani in August of 1977. That was on the first tour when Sanchi was here for a month in May and later for a month in August. And this talk was titled, "The Fire is Burning." And he's talking about the burning of the separation when the guru leaves. And this is on a hymn of Bulisha. So we'll begin with lines continuing in the hymn. "Numerous wounds have come to me, and I am surrounded by those who have wounds." And Sanchi says, "This is why when the master leaves the body, numerous problems come up for the disciple. He cannot sleep. Whether he's sleeping on the ground or on a comfortable bed, he always feels that he's on a bed of rocks. No bed is comfortable for him. The disciple who has realized that his master is the all-owner will not accept any kingdom of this world, and he will not accept any worldly wealth from the master. The disciple who knows that his master is almighty." When Hazur came to our ashram in Kunichak, at that time, I owned that property. I offered him all that property and land, and I told him, "Please accept this." He told me, "No, I have come here only for you and not for all these things. And that property is now deserted. Nobody goes there. Now, I am living in one small hut. Those people who have visited me in India know what kind of place I'm living in now. That other property was a three-story building, and when Master left the body, I started destroying it. When I had destroyed only one story, people said that I was mad. And again from the hymn. I thought that only I had this pain, but there is pain everywhere. Everywhere the fire is burning and all are weeping. Now, when I was weeping in the pain of separation from my master, I was understanding myself as the only one whose condition was like this, as the only one weeping in the pain of separation. But my master had told me that when his master left the body, he left his own house in the ashram, and how he was weeping. And when I remembered this, I realized that everyone in this world whose master leaves the body has the same condition. Bula Shah says, I thought that only I had this pain, but when I looked, I saw that in every house the same fire is burning, the same fire of separation. And from the hymn, when I had to suffer the pain, then I realized how difficult it was. Hazur took 2 hours to tell me about his condition when his master, Sawan Singh, left the body. And at that time I felt that what he was telling me was ordinary. I didn't understand its real meaning. But when the same thing happened to me, and I went through the separation and all the things he had told me about when his master left the body, then I realized how difficult it becomes for the disciple when his master leaves this world. How difficult it becomes for him to bear the pain of separation. On the day when Master told me about the pain of separation which he had when his master left the body, I had this in my mind, that I should not go with Master at that time because he had given satsang and time to many people and he had worked hard all day. I thought that maybe Master should go alone in the car so that he could rest on the back seat. I could go in some other car. But Master called me and said, I want to talk with you about something important. I told him, Master, please rest, because you have given so much time to the other people for these 2 hours. You should rest. But he said, No, you come. I want to talk with you about something important. What was the important thing he talked about with me? For the whole 2 hours, he talked about separation and what his condition was when his master left the body. And when he left the body, I realized that I was experiencing that and that Master wanted to tell me then that this will come on you also and you will also have to bear this pain. And again from the hymn, those who enjoy in their in-law's house, they enjoy in their parents' house too. Those with whom their beloved is pleased, sleep on comfortable beds. Those who have real love for the Master here, only they will be able to have real love for the Master in the beyond. Those with whom Master is pleased, only they can enter this kingdom. Only they can enter Sach Khand. Only those souls can be happy. And again from the hymn, the house where the owner doesn't speak is an empty place. The body in which the Master is not talking with the soul, in which Master is not manifested, is empty because the owner of the body is not there. And again from the hymn, I have searched for you in all the cities. Where should I send you the letter? Now, from inside, the voice is coming, I have searched for you in all the cities, in all the towns. To what address should I send your letter? You have not even told me where you have gone. Many dear ones come to me and say that they have some difficulty in loving and in thinking of me. But I tell them, I don't have any difficulty in loving you or in thinking about you. Within all of you, even in the animals, the birds, the trees, and the leaves, within everything in this world, I am seeing my beloved Kripal everywhere. So I don't have any problem in loving all of you. In the time of Master Sawan Singh, there was one disciple named Wazira. Whenever he walked, if he found any animal or anything, he would embrace it, saying, Sawan Shah lives in this. And from the hymn, my heart throbs restlessly as it climbs the cart of love. When the soul is climbing on the cart of love, it has to experience a lot of pain. Only those can climb on the cart who are able to undergo this pain and bear it. Those who say that they have sat for so many hours, or they have pain in their knees or pain in their legs, they cannot climb on the cart of love. And from the hymn, O Muhammad, gracious one, hold my hand. This is a request in front of Hazur Kripal. O Almighty Kripal, owner of all this world, all this creation, don't leave hold of our hand. Catch our hand and save us. And from the hymn, taking the first step is like crossing a bridge over a river of fire. I am telling you daily that the practices of Sant Mat are difficult in the beginning. At first, it's just like crossing a river of fire. But for a lover, there is no difficulty, no pain, no problem, nothing. And again from the hymn, a Haji does the pilgrimage to Mecca, whereas I see your face. Now, people say that they have difficulty in doing Simran. They have difficulty in fixing their attention. They have difficulty in one thing or another. But for the complete lover, there's no difficulty. He says, there is no need for me to do Simran because I am seeing your beautiful face and all my meditations are done. My meditation is only to look at your beautiful face. Only Master has seen and manifested Nam, and those who become in love with the Master, they get everything, because in Master there is Nam. Mastanaji of Baluchistan told Master Sawan Singh, for me, Akal Guru, Wahi Guru, Radha Swami, they are all dead. Only you are life for me. But Sawan Singh said, Mastana, don't talk like that. But he replied, no, I have seen you, and only you, and Radha Swami, and all of them are dead. Only you are for me. All of those names that he repeated, saying that they were dead. Those are traditional names of God. And from the hymn, come, O merciful Inayat, as you have attracted my heart. Inayat Shah was Bulla Shah's master. The timeless Lord came in the body of Kripal, and he quenched the intense longing which I had had from my childhood. And from the hymn, I am not like him. The veil of egoism is there. But the love which my master gave me, I was not able to love him in the same way. I had the veil of egoism in me. When Hazur first came to my ashram, he planned to stay only a few minutes because he had to go further. but he was there 5 or 6 hours. When Master told me he had to go, I told him, "You have pulled me using the hook of love. Now, where are you going to go?" And I told Master, "Just look out there." There were 20,000 people waiting for him, not one of whom was initiated. When Hazur saw the yearning of those souls sitting there, he felt very gracious, and he showered much grace on them, so that everybody saw light instead of Hazur there, and everybody said that it seemed to them that Master was talking only with them. That was very great grace that Master showered on them all. And from the hymn, "Look at the condition of my poor soul, I am drowning. I am afraid in this first night in your union." Now, in the beginning, when we are starting our meditations, if our body becomes numb, we feel that we're going to die, and we are afraid of death. We feel that one night is 1 year. But later, when our surat is getting connected inside, we start getting interest in our meditations. If we are awake at night, we request the night, "Please grow longer, don't end, because if day comes, my love with my beloved will become disconnected. So grow longer, please." And again from the hymn, "Going within, the glory of Master is reached. Removing the first cover, my face is diverted towards Master." When the disciple is meditating according to the instructions of the Master and keeping the commandments of the Master and practicing whatever the Master has told him to do, when he reaches the first plane, what happens to him? His face is diverted toward the face of the Master. And from the hymn, "I have received the sound of God, and so the flower of my heart has blossomed." In the beginning, we hear the Shabad, but it doesn't pull us up. But when we forget our mind openings and come to the eye center, we hear the voice of God Kripal. Then our hearts blossom like flowers because we hear the sound of Kripal. Then the dear one doesn't even know who is calling him and who is sounding the sound within him. He only understands that Master is there, that the Master is there who is pulling him up. Only to make us understand that sound is there, the sound of bell or conch will come. The big bell will come. But when he goes within, the thing which he experiences cannot be described. His condition becomes different. Outwardly, saints say, "God is within you." But when one goes within, he sees only the Master there. Then he realizes that nobody is God except his Master. When Kabir Sahib took Indramati within, and she saw that Satpurush and Kabir Sahib were the same, Indramati said, "Why didn't you tell me before that you were Satpurush?" And Kabir Sahib said, "If I had told you this before, you would not have believed me. You would have said, 'How can this ordinary man be the owner of such Khand? How can he be Satpurush?'" And from the hymn, "I am your servant. I am at your service whenever you call me." When he goes within and listens to Kripal there, after that he says to Kripal, "I am always at your disposal. Whatever work you tell me to do in this world, I will do it. I see only you everywhere." And again from the hymn, "To be present always in your court is my prayer. O Almighty Kripal, I am always present in your court, and this is my only prayer, whether I am awake or asleep, let me be always in your court. And from the hymn, the heart is burning with the fire of separation from the Master. In the heart of Ajaib, the fire was burning of the separation from Kripal. You know that if by mistake we step on a small spark of fire, how much pain we feel. In the same way, so much fire, so much heat was burning in the heart of Ajaib for his beloved Kripal. When Hazur left the body, people were very concerned, not about his death, but about his property. Everybody was asking, who's going to be the successor? Whose name has Master nominated? But the real lovers are not concerned about wealth or successors. They are in love with the Master, and they only sigh and weep because they have been separated from their Master. And the final line from the hymn, the path of love is very difficult. It does not decrease. The path of love is very difficult. It never decreases. It always increases. Everybody calls himself a lover, but we don't know that lovers can cross the ocean in the wink of an eye, but we are not even ready to cross a small stream. And that concludes that satsang. And our tape is continuing Master Kripal's talk in June of 1955 at the Friends Meeting House in Washington. This talk was given the title, The Path of the Masters.
Father, he says, now as it were, can we transcend the body at will? That's a question further arises. He says, yes. When? How? When you meet some master, sit at the feet of some master who has that experience and is competent to give you some experience at the very start. We can leave the body even now, at will. This may appear as a rigmarole now, but is a hard fact. All saints in the past have given out that way, and even now, with the grace of my Master at whose feet I had the good fortune to sit, this experience can be had, even now, with his grace. Science cannot die out, this remains as ever. Then he says, can anybody help us in having this experience? He says, look here, all through the world he says he has sought for such a personality, here, there and everywhere, but he found the feet of the Master only where he could learn this subject, had the first an experience of analyzing oneself and ourself. So this is subject matter, one for all as a man. The mystery of life has to be solved, irrespective to whatever caste, creed or color we belong. That makes no difference. We are born in the same way, all leave the body in the same way. All endowed with the same privileges from God. It is not that for one sect you have got one privilege, for others they are not. Equally. There is no difference between color or race, nothing of this sort. You are all men. Men has the same constriction outside and inside. It is not that Hindus have got four eyes and the Christians have not got. All have got two eyes. The same intellect, the same mind, the same outgoing faculties, and the same soul. Simply they have to liberate their soul from the bondage of mind and matter and know oneself in life. If they do so in the company of somebody who knows it, who is living that life, and is competent to give you first an experience of that life, in his company you will also be able to experience that way. So this has been the subject before us ever since the world began, as I told you just now. We have been forgetting this much. Saints have been coming from time to time to revive this old truth. Again, when they went away to arrange human, we forgot it. Even today we stand in the same way. You see, ever since the world began, when it started, well, nobody knows, I would say. There's some estimation of the fact, some 4 billion or something like that the world began. But that is only an estimate of the world after the last, what you say, last dissolution. There have been so many dissolutions and grand dissolutions. Who knows when the world started? Ever since then, we have been separated from God. God is all consciousness, and we are conscious entities. We have been away from the source, from aeons and aeons about which you do not know. As a man, you have got this, your turn to retrace your way back, to regain your last godhood, I would say. And man is the golden opportunity you got in the body of man to have that thing now. Those who have got now, they can be fully convinced. Otherwise, if simply you rely on the promises you will have in the other life, well, what is the proof whether you will get it or not? The saints do not advocate that. They say if you are now a learned man, even after that you will remain learned. And if you are now an illiterate man, can you become a learned man after your death? So a bird in hand is better than two in the bush. You see? Have that life, even as a man, even now you can have it. Of course, for that thing, the great first and foremost necessity would be to meeting some personality who's got the first-hand experience of it and is competent to give you that experience. Call that man by any name you like. That can be in Hindus, can be in Christians, can be in any social forms. That makes no difference. But the reality is one, man is one. Outer and inner constitution is the same. All are endowed with the same privileges. The point is we have developed in one way physically and intellectually, and we have not developed spiritually. To make the best use of a man's life is to develop spiritually as well. We should progress all round. Be ye perfect as your Father is in heaven. You have to be perfect all round. You have dwelt physically, intellectually, and now if you develop also spiritually, you will be near perfection. This is the message which I have brought from the East, I will tell you, as a man to man. I would not say that I have got some very brilliant man come from above, falling from the sky. I am man like you. But fortunately, I had to sit at the feet of somebody, some great soul, my master, who had the experience of this, and he gave me that experience. And with his grace, the people coming in contact, they are having that experience. Those who are really after, anywhere they may be situated, that makes no difference. The man who has to learn, say, medicine, he has to qualify for that. Even a Hindu can join it, a Mohammedan, a Christian, he may belong to any society he likes, but if he does qualify to join that medical college, any and everybody can join it. Similarly, this way, the man who would like to have this a first-hand experience of the self and the over-self, he has to qualify for that, and that qualification consists in leading a pure and chaste life, clean life, a life of non-violence, of truth, and love for all humanity and selfless service. This is the qualification required of a man who would like to follow, grasp or have the first-hand experience of the higher self within. And then that can be had in this very life. We are not to wait till after death. This was the subject today before you. This is no new subject again, I would just say. Old science, which all saints who came in the past, they had experience of it. Whoever came in contact with them, they gave them experience. they developed wonderfully. Even now, if you come across any personality with that experience who is competent to give you that experience, I have tried to express it, but you follow the spirit, not the words are in which I have couched them, you see, that truth. Thank you. So today, for today's talk, it is getting 6 now, and some other day we'll take subject by subject. This is the main subject that is before us, and one for all mankind. You have to say anything now? No, you have to say anything.
All right, we will conclude our satsang with Sanchi's bhajan, Ranga Rupa Da Mana Na Karye, on page 127. Oh, dear one, don't be proud of color and beauty. Death is standing on your head. Name and fame will exist for a few days. In a moment, the minarets of youth will be demolished. Be afraid of death's nature. You came to meditate on Nam, but Maya trapped you. You forgot the true all-owner in your heart. By meditating on Nam, we get liberation from this world. Tell, what is the limit of breaths in the body? Remember the Lord. Don't forget him. Folding the hands, request this of him. Meet me, O beautiful Kripal. Make us have your darshan. Meeting, quench the thirst of Ajayb. Let us do the Simran of the Satguru. O dear one, don't be proud of color and beauty. Death is standing on your head.
Ranga Rupa Damana Na Kardiye, Ranga Rupa Damana Na Kardiye, Vesirda Ute Mota Kadi Sajana, Vesirda Ute Mota Kadi Sajana. Ranga Rupa Damana Na Kardiye, Ranga Rupa Damana Na Kardiye, Vesirda Ute Mota Kadi Sajana, Vesirda Ute Mota Kadi Sajana. Manavadi Aitode Dinale Renge, Burda Jajuvani Vale Palavicha Dange. Manavadi Aitode Dinale Renge, Burda Jajuvani Vale Palavicha Dange. Odi kudarete kolo darie, odi kudarete kolo darie, vesirdi ute mota kadi sajana, vesirdi ute mota kadi sajana. Ranga rupa damana na kardie, ranga rupa damana na kardie, Vesirda Ute Mota Kadi Sajana, Vesirda Ute Mota Kadi Sajana. Ayanama Japa Nenu Maya Jala Palaya, Sache Kula Malika Nu Dila Tovulalaya. Ayanama japa nenu maya jala palaya, sache kula malika nu dilato bulalaya. Nama japa ke jahano tariye, nama japa ke jahano tariye, Vesirda Ute Mota Kadi Sajana, Vesirda Ute Mota Kadi Sajana. Ranga Rupa Damana Na Kardiye, Ranga Rupa Damana Na Kardiye, Vesirda Ute Mota Kadi Sajana, Vaisirdi yute motika di sajana. Kaladicha sada so, kedi muna yadave, dilo nabulai raki, malika nu yadave. Kaladicha sada so, kedi muna yadave, dilo nabulai raki. Malika nu yadave. Hatabanake benati kardie. Hatabanake benati kardie. Visirdi ute motika di sajana. Visirdi ute motika di sajana. Rangarupa dhammanana kardiye, Rangarupa dhammanana kardiye, Visirdi ute motika di sajana, Visirdi ute motika di sajana. Milokira palasona, Dardasha dikadeo, Milake ajaiba di piasa nu bujadeo. Milokira palasona, dardasha dikadeo. Milake ajaiba di piasa nu bujadeo. Satguru da simran kardiye, Satguru da simran kardiye, Vaisirdi ute motika di sajana, Vaisirdi ute motika di sajana. Rangarupa dhammanana kardiye, Rangarupa dhammanana kardiye, Vaisirdi ute motika di sajana, Vaisirdi ute motika di sajana.
O dear one, don't be proud of color and beauty. Death is standing on your head. May God bless us all.